Calculating. You are now entering the break. You are now entering the breaking point.
Welcome everybody back to the breaking point, only on 91.3 WHJE, week 96.
Week 96.
Big number. I'm your host, Matt Estelle. And alongside me, I got Connor Inske.
What's up, guys? Of course.
As always.
As always.
Usual suspects. So, week 96, big number, big week. You know what else is a big thing?
No.
I don't either. So, Japan. I don't know where that transition
was
going.
That was good.
So, Japan, right? Little country, big ideas.
No, they're actually a massive country.
What?
They're pretty big.
Are they?
Like, it's lengthy.
It's a big, long, skinny country.
Yeah.
Tall and skinny. Yeah.
That's how it be.
That's how it be. Anyways, Japan, medium-sized country, long and skinny country, big ideas. They came up with this thing, right? So, first off, this article starts off with a great intro that I like to share with you all that I think is very straightforward and makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with rockets is that they are expensive.
They're not wrong.
Right. So, Japan, where this is going is Japan is making something that everyone's dreamed of, but has never taken action on because it's so hard to do. Can you guess what they're doing, Connor? You probably know.
I have the article right in front of me. But if I had to take a guess, I would say elevators to space.
Elevators to space. Right. This is huge.
I was actually watching a YouTube video on this the other day.
Really?
It just like came up in one of those things where it's like, if we tried to fit the entire human population into like one building, it was one of those things.
Yeah.
And then they talked about like an elevator to space. But go on with this, because I want to hear this in like real life.
Okay, sure. So, elevator space sounds exactly like what it is. The idea behind it is that you'd be able to go to space without, you know, taking a rocket. You could take an elevator up to space. So theoretically, a space elevator would be made of a cable tethered to the Earth, like somewhere near the equator where hurricanes and tornadoes are not often found.
Like where?
Near the equator.
Okay.
I'll read you a quote. So David Smitherman, great name, by the way, of NASA/Marshall's Advanced Projects Office explained that such a system requires the center of mass be in geostationary orbit, roughly 22,236 miles above Earth's equator. So, I'm not super great with geography. I don't know what would be, you know, 22,236 miles above the equator, but I don't know if that's like a landmass or water, but fun stuff. Actually, we just had our distinguished guest join us in the booth, and he's walking over to the microphone right now. And the microphone's turned on now. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Dunham. I'm with the CHS English Department, and let me say that it is a pleasure to be here this evening.
Yeah, we're glad to have you on, Mr. Dunham. Mr. Dunham taught me sophomore honors English, and Connor.
Yeah,
sophomore
last year,
English.
Sophomore English, probably the best English class I've ever had.
Oh yeah, high quality English.
Some of the best students I've ever had. So,
I'm flattered.
That's debatable. All right, I don't know. Marshall's pretty high up there too.
Definitely on the list. Yeah.
All right, so we were talking about Japan is making this elevator
to space.
To space.
It's crazy.
So, it has to be roughly 22,236 miles above the equator. And I was telling Connor before we got interrupted, I don't know what is exactly 22,236 miles above the equator. I don't know if that's like going to be a landmass or if they're going to make a landmass. Thoughts? I don't know.
Okay, so if they were going to build a base, the support to like support the height of this would have to be absolutely ridiculous of like how wide the base was. So I don't even know where they're going to fit that. Because it's definitely not going to be in Japan.
Right. It's going to be above the equator. I think Japan's like at the equator.
Really?
I don't know.
All right, let's look up world map on the Google. The Google is coming soon. All right. Okay, we're getting there. We're really close. No, they are really not that close to the equator.
Aren't they below it? like really they're far above. Below. They're above it.
Yeah, they're above the
equator.
Are
they 22,236 miles above the equator?
I don't know. it would probably be in kilometers.
Would it?
Yeah, it definitely would be.
I guess. We're the only people who use the...
I don't know why they did this article in miles.
I don't know. I don't know who wrote it. Smart news. I thought it would be like BBC or something. So they usually write about those things.
I'm seeing September 11th, they're going to launch this rocket to carry these two mini satellites. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I have too.
And that'll like... This will give them a way to enter or ship supplies into space for cheap.
What?
The cheap. Transporting goods for only
I don't think anything is cheap
$22,000 per kilogram or $10,000 a pound.
Oh.
That sounds if they say that's cheap, but like, I mean
way
you
cheaper
do you.
Than rocket fuel, I suppose.
Yeah, cheaper than rockets, I guess. That was like the first line of the article.
Oh.
Rockets are expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. So this is like completely unrelated, 100%, not even close to being related.
Okay.
But we're all in school, right?
Yeah.
We're all school age, except for Mr. Dunham.
I'm still here.
But you're still here. a lot of people don't like kids. This guy in Virginia especially does not like kids. So what he did, his house is in front of this bus stop. And every morning he said that the kids... trash his yard, so he put up an electric fence.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, so like an actual, like it's actually built. It's not like an invisible fence.
Yeah, no, it is a built like metal, electrically charged fence.
What they'd use to keep like cattle in.
Yes, yes, they have
a pasture.
Yeah, big like chain link fence, electrically charged, with signs all over it that say like "Do not enter" and stuff. And everyone's really mad about it, understandably. Some parents were very mad. They called out like officials in the county police department, and the county comes out and they say, you know, you can keep the fence, but it's on the county property, so you got to move it back. So sounds like they're enabling this behavior.
Okay. I don't know how old these kids are, but
probably, you know, up to freshman in high school or sophomore in high school when you start driving junior year.
Yeah,
so like between kindergarten and junior year, probably.
Okay, so that's kind of
a big age range.
That's like,
is this a school bus or are they waiting for the city bus?
Oh, this is school.
It's a school bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is the district involved in this at all? I would feel like the district would have something.
The district
to say.
Is probably fine with it. I mean, like,
we know our students suck. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, the man said that they don't. Here's the direct quote. They don't respect other people's land. I pick up trash every day. Obviously very peeved about this situation.
Okay, but how many kids are bringing trash to the bus stop at like 7 a.m.?
I don't know. They're probably like, their moms gave them some...
my Pop-Tart wrappers.
They're Hot Pockets, you know, they're just leaving the wrappers everywhere.
Do we eat Hot Pockets at 7 a.m.?
They have breakfast Hot Pockets.
Yeah, they have like the ham and
ham
egg
and egg cheese.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I've never actually had a Hot Pocket.
You're missing out.
All right.
It's a thing.
I've been deprived of my childhood.
Although, you got to be careful because biting into one of those things fresh out of the microwave is like lava right down your gullet.
It's like getting
right down your gullet.
Shocked by an electric fence in your mouth.
Very similar, yeah.